my personality to be jittery. It's part of my charm.
Wrestling fans,
are you ready?
It's time for my 1-2-3 cents of a podcast on the Jittery Monkey Podcasting Network.
Give me a hell yeah!
Now, here's your host.
The man is also a very long, dear, personal friend of mine.
Does the guy have a name?
Yes, he has a name.
Kevin Huntsberger.
Woo!
Hey, friends. Welcome to episode 126 of my 1-2-3 cents, the podcast. So glad to have you on board. I appreciate the support, and today's show is going to be with Stride Pro Wrestling's Roger Mathis. Roger Mathis is the number one contender to Heath Hatton's Stride Pro Wrestling Heavyweight Championship. We will talk more about Roger's history in the business, what he has done in Stride, and what he still plans to do. And Roger, and I mentioned it during the interview, Roger Mathis is a legit badass, and the guy intimidates me. I Stride has been around for more than a year now, and he is just an imposing and intimidating figure. A nice guy. I've had some conversations with him, but I mean, he legitimately scares me sometimes. And he is so powerful and such a force to be reckoned with in the ring that when I watch him wrestle, there are many times, you know, his opponents, I feel a little bit sorry for, to be quite honest with you, because he is the real deal. He has trained in several disciplines of martial arts, mixed martial arts, and wrestling, and is just amazing, quite honestly. So I'm looking forward to sharing the discussion with Roger here in just a few minutes. Before we get to that, though, there are some notes to take care of. Of course, Roger, as I mentioned, is going for the Stride Pro Wrestling Heavyweight Championship. That is coming up on Saturday, May 6th in Pinckneyville, Illinois. I'll have all the details in the write-up here on jitterymonkey.com, or you can check it out also if you're listening through iTunes. You can see the write-up there as well. Before we get there, though, a couple of big things coming up, and that is this weekend. It is Cape Comic-Con in Cape Girardeau, Missouri. My buddy Tom Harness and I, Tom and I just spent a couple of days at a conference in St. Louis on, it was the MDMC 17 conference, which is the Midwest social media, basically Midwest social media digital marketing conference. Learned a lot of great things there, so I'm going to put those into play here very soon. But Tom and I are heading to Cape Comic-Con, and if you are going to be at Cape Con on Saturday, use Snapchat. If you use Snapchat, there will be a special filter made just for Cape Con. Tom and his team at Harness Digital Marketing are working on that, so be sure to use that snap code because I'm interested to see how many fans of comic books and wrestling are going to be at Cape Con and on Snapchat. So be sure to use that and add me too if you are on Snapchat and we can talk about wrestling or whatever else may be on your mind. Again, my name is Huntsberger on Snapchat. You can find the information. I'll have it up on my Twitter page as well and in the write-up here. But Cape Con happening Friday, Saturday, and Sunday over in Cape Girardeau, Missouri. Friday night, the first ever girl fight. It is the first ever Luna Vachon Memorial Tournament. Lots of names going to be a part of that event, so be sure to check that out. You can also go back and listen to last week's episode, episode 125, with Jason Wells. He is the COO of Cape Championship Wrestling, goes into more detail. Then the big super show coming up the next night, Colt Cabana among the guests who will be on hand for that. Brandon Barbwire will be defending the heavyweight championship, the Cape Championship Wrestling heavyweight title, will be on the line against three other men, including Colt Cabana, as mentioned. And that's happening at the AC Brazee Arena. That's in Cape Girardeau at Arena Park. Also the same venue for the night before with the girl fight. So be sure to check it out. Doors open at 6, bell time 7 o'clock on, I believe, both of those events. Yeah, it looks like both events. And it's facebook.com/girlfightwrestling, or you can go to facebook.com/capewrestling, I believe is the URL for that, or just go to capewrestling.com, or head on over to my123cents or Jittery Monkey. You'll find it all there as well. So a big weekend of wrestling coming to Southeast Missouri in Cape Girardeau, to be specific. And I'm recording this as the show drops. The WWE would have been in Cape Girardeau. Not sure. It's the SmackDown brand that has come into town, and they haven't really announced the card, so I can't even preview the card. So I'll be curious if you did go to the WWE house show in Cape Girardeau. Let me know, and let me know how it went and what you thought of the show. And also encourage you, as always, to check out and support independent wrestling. It is it's so important to do that and get out there and let these men and women know that you believe in them and support them and what they're doing. So I highly encourage you to continue that, as well as supporting us here at JitteryMonkey.com, My123Cents.com, and my newest endeavor, KevinHunsBlogger.com. So lots of big things going on. And speaking of big things, Roger Mathis, one of the biggest members on the Stride Pro Wrestling roster, going for the championship in a TLC match. We'll talk to him right after this. Thanks again for listening to My123Cents, the podcast.
Hey, baby, it's the American Dream, and I am here to thank you, number one, for listening to My123Cents, the podcast. But also, if you will, I want you to check out the Amazon link on My123Cents.com, JitteryMonkey.com, and KevinHunsBlogger.com. You see what you do? You go and do your shopping, if you will. You make your purchases. You buy all those neat things, the wrestling-related items that you're looking for, video games, cell phones, whatever it is that you want to do or have in your possession. You go ahead and buy those things, and you make the purchases. And then Amazon gives a little bit of money back to the show here. But it doesn't cost you a dime, baby. All you got to do is shop on Amazon. Go to JitteryMonkey.com, KevinHunsBlogger.com, or My123Cents.com. And if you don't do it, we're going to get funky like a monkey up in here. A Jittery Monkey, if you will. Love you, baby. It's the dream.
Everyone, as promised, the guest today is Roger Mathis. He is the number one contender to the Stride Pro Wrestling Heavyweight Championship and will be facing champion Heath Hatton for the first time ever in a TLC match as part of Stride Pro Wrestling. It is happening Saturday, May 6th in Pinckneyville. All the details are available at StrideProWrestling.com, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Roger, welcome to the show. Thanks for being a part of it.
It was about time I was on, I believe.
With all due respect, Roger, yes, it has been long overdue, and you are the new number one contender, and quite honestly, one of the most intimidating, actually, I would go out on a limb and say you are the most intimidating person I've encountered in my years of doing independent wrestling. Talk a little bit about your beginnings, your origins. How did Roger Mathis get involved in the world of professional wrestling?
Oh, that's a lot of history. I was a wrestler from grade school on, and it's always the next challenging next. What is the next thing that I can do? What's the next competition I can get into? So after years of wrestling and years of jiu-jitsu and MMA and Muay Thai and all these different fighting styles, I felt it was the next step. What was left? You know, where can I put it all together and put something where I actually get to use all those and don't have to worry so much with some of the other rules of other fighting styles?
Now, when you were in grade school wrestling, were you a fan of professional wrestling at the time?
Yeah, I was always a fan of professional wrestling. I don't think I liked maybe the people that everybody else liked. you know, I was much more of a Mr. Perfect fan and Ravishing Rick Rude and some of those types. Arn Anderson has always been a huge influence on my style. You know, three-legged chair is worth nothing to nobody.
So you were a fan of the bad guys.
Bad guy. Well, some people say bad guys. I say people that know what they want, that want to win, and know that what they've got to do to accomplish that goal.
So then, how did you make the transition from going from amateur wrestler into some of the martial arts, the mixed martial arts fighting, which you have a very rich history in, and then getting into the ring? Because Stride Pro Wrestling, I know, is not your first gig, obviously.
No, I've been all over the U.S. when it comes to wrestling. I went through with all my military training, and then my fighting training. That led me out to Colorado, where I trained with literally some of the best in the world in multiple genres of combatives. I found my way to American Top Team Altitude, owned by Bobby Lashley. And, you know, when you're lifting and sparring and wrestling with guys like Bobby Lashley and guys like the Boogeyman, you find that you want to take it to that next level and get on to the level that they're on. So, you know, that led me in. I guess when you walk in the door at 6'3" and 280 pounds, a lot of pro wrestling companies take you very seriously, very fast.
I would imagine, as I mentioned, you are a very quiet but very intimidating figure in Stride Pro Wrestling, and I think just in general around the Midwest here. What was it like being in there with the likes of Bobby Lashley, who has a very decorated wrestling history, but also with the fighting?
It's an interesting situation to have. You take that training and everything to kind of another level when you have the opportunity to work with somebody of that caliber and do what they do. You know, you see a lot of guys, they say they work hard, and you know, you sit around and you're like, this doesn't seem that hard, this don't seem that bad. And then you get with somebody like Bobby who legit works hard, and you go, okay, this is what hard work is. This is what it means to put time in. You know, so that's what we did. And then, you know, from there started getting in the ring and some organizations in Colorado to Texas to Utah to Indiana to Wisconsin to Tennessee to, you know, wherever I wanted to go, wherever I wanted to collect, you know, trophies, whether that be belts or somebody's career or their head, their arm, you know, I went wherever I could to do that.
Well, first of all, thank you. Also, you mentioned military training. Thank you for your service and doing that for our country. I did not realize that about you. What brought you then back here to the Midwest to Stride Pro Wrestling? Because as you mentioned, you've been around and have met some amazing people in the business. What brought you back here to Southern Illinois?
I'm from here, and you know, it's one of those things of, okay, I've been everywhere, I've done all this, but now can I do it here? And you know, with some of the talent that's been assembled, that, you know, I always had my eyes and ears, you know, look and listen everywhere for new challenges, new people, you know. So when I hear names like Hargis or Hatton or Allworth, you know, became natural. Okay, this is where I'm from. So now that I've done all this everywhere else, now I'm going to do it here, you know, because I can. Because if people think these guys are that good, I'm going to show them what the next step up is.
And you brought up three very prominent names here in not only in Stride Pro Wrestling, but in the Midwest in general. But you and Chris Hargis had some really intense matches through 2016 and into early parts of this year. How would you rate him as a competitor?
In my opinion, those were good. Those were stiff, good stiff matches. If I'm a 10, he's a 9. He's good. He's just not that good.
Yeah, you guys have really probably, in my opinion, feud of the year last year with Stride Pro, with what you guys were doing in there. And you also, we mentioned, obviously, you said 280 pounds. You're a big guy, but you move around. You're pretty agile in there as well. Do you have to go through, like, what's going through your mind, or what training are you going through? Are you going above and beyond to kind of get in there and do the things that maybe a guy your size wouldn't be doing in other companies?
I think so. There's a lot of different methods that go into my madness. There's a lot of power lifting. There's a lot of explosion training. There is a lot of still getting on a mat, rolling, working on my jiu-jitsu, working on ground game, working on striking game, mixing that in with weights and with resistance and, really almost anything. The abilities of the human body and the techniques to learn are always ever changing. So, it's change with them or fall behind the pack. And I don't have any intentions of falling behind anybody.
And has that been kind of because Stride Pro, one of the unique things about Stride I've found too is there's a training school and training component to it. A lot of students have come through, and some of them are on the main roster, if you will. And I know that you've had some influences on some of the men that we have seen make it into the ring. Is that your advice to up-and-comers who are training? And I would imagine you have worked with others as well, mentoring and helping them get into the business, to kind of have that diverse background in different disciplines. What advice do you give to the guys that do come to training schools?
Best advice I've tried to impart anybody, even somebody like a Red Daniels, is never be satisfied. If you accomplish whatever goal you want it is, now you gotta find the next one. Because, they say it's lonely at the top, and it's true. It's lonely up here, but, man, is it a beautiful view. And, once you start to get complacent, you find a lot of company up there. So you always have to change it up. You always have to be willing to work harder. You always have to be willing to push that extra mile. You see somebody even like a Chris Hero, who not a lot of fans know, but most people on the inside of the business know, as a big man that does stuff that some little guys can't do, and that goes directly to, he might not be the first one or the last one in the weight room, but he's the first one, the last one in that ring.
You said it's lonely at the top, and you're going to have an opportunity to be at the top by yourself as you face off against Heath Hatton. He has been champion. You guys have had some beefs in the past. I think this is your very first one-on-one encounter coming up in Stride Pro Wrestling. You've been in some tag team matches, and I know you've wrestled elsewhere against each other, but how do you prepare for the champ, number one? And then also, this is a tables, ladders, and chairs match, so there's going to be all kinds of unpredictability included in this event.
Well, I'm one of the few people that I've been in hardcore matches. I've actually done the Slave to the Deathmatch tournament out in Colorado for Primos. I have barbed wire weapons, tables, chairs, ladders. It's all the same to me. It's not so much new or even a wrinkle. It just is. I'm pretty good at absorbing a pretty good amount of pain. I'm not too worried about chair shots or tables. I can always get back up from them. I would argue Hatton going through a table, he seemed to have some problems getting up once I put him through one. you know, so for me, it's every day is just the same. It's just another day. It's another fight. It's another challenge to go through, you know, and I prepare every day, you know, as I'm the champion, because to me, I am the champion. There is no one that can sit there and go day in, day out, do what I do and keep up with me. You know, so at the end of the day, I'm not so worried about it. It's not that I've got to keep up with Hatton in a tables, ladders, and chairs match. He has to keep up with me. He has to figure out if he has that level of violence in him that I do.
You have been pretty patient since arriving. You've waited. I don't want to say you've waited your turn. You had the intense matches with Hargis. You got involved with the Midwest Mafia and did some feuding with Team Triple X and Hatton as well. And Chris Hargis was involved in some of those matches as well. Now you're finally getting that title opportunity. Do you ever second guess or wonder what happens if you don't win the championship on May 6th? And you're kind of back at the bottom, but you've, like I said, you've definitely earned this shot, but do you have a plan B, or is winning at all costs going to be what takes Roger Mathis to victory?
There's never a thought process on a plan B. Once you sit there and you let something like that creep into your head, you've already beat yourself. You know, why even take that chance? You know, it's on somebody else to beat me. If I beat myself, why do the work for them? You know, at the end of the day, like I said, you know, it's somebody that has to beat me. Somebody has to sit there and try to raise their level of mind. Somebody has to be able to try to get me down, out, whether it's pinfall, whether it's climbing the ladder, it's a submission. You know, you have to be able to outdo me. And I'm somebody that has spent their entire life training at this stuff, at perfecting it, at putting themselves in places that most people don't want to go. You know, there are not a whole lot of people, and I don't think there's anybody in stride that's ever stepped inside a cage with another man, you know, door locked and come out with their hands raised. You know, so plan B, there's no need for it.
Well, you definitely exude the confidence. You have backed it up in the ring over the past year or so that I have seen you as a part of stride. I know Heath Hatton listens to this show, and I know he is going to be listening in particular to this show. Any final words for Heath Hatton as you gear up to face him one-on-one, finally, for the Stride Pro Wrestling Championship? You've been named number one contender now for several months, so this is kind of the end game, so to speak, for you as you gear up for May 6th.
That's exactly what this is. You know, this is months, you know, waiting. Instead of getting my title shot like some other people got, I've had to wait months. So that's months for me to work at everything that I do. That's months for me for my anger to be built up, you know, that I've had to wait and had to sit here, like you said, be patient. But sometimes, you know, that's what you do. You wait and you wait and you find that perfect moment. And then there's nothing that anybody can do to stop it. So, you know, as for somebody like Hatton, you know, I hope he shines that belt up real nice. I hope he's going to bed every night saying his prayers. I hope he's eating his vitamins and taking the supplements and whatever he needs to do in the gym or in the ring. Come May 6th, he is going to see the absolute most vicious, most violent, not just Roger Mathis, but person he has ever seen or is going to meet in the wrestling business. I am not a carbon copy. I don't take from this person or that person. I am a complete one-off. The mold was broke when I was built, and there's no one else like me.
That is definitely, I will second that thought. You are a definite unique character, a unique person, a wrestler, performer, part of Stride Pro Wrestling, to say the least. And I would go out on a limb and say that Hatton has not faced anyone quite as intimidating or intense as Roger Mathis. Good luck to you. We will see you on Saturday night, May 6th. Anything else you want to say before we wrap things up, Roger?
No, I'm good. It's about time to go do some more training, get ready for this match.
All righty. Roger Mathis, thanks so much for being a part of my 1-2-3 Cents, the podcast.
Appreciate it.
Yep, we'll talk again soon. Thanks, Roger.
This is a production of the Jittery Monkey Podcast Network. For more jittery shenanigans, go to jitterymonkey.com.